We are Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We have in the Mishnah Batumis Barayis Yeshla Mamashi Yismeichu Kahein Hein Gufei Torah. And we heard before in Rashi Mamashi Yismeichu would seem that it is not clear these halachis, but Yeshla Mamashi Yismeichu. So the Gemara is Tumis Michtov Ksiven. Tumis, Ulches, Tumis, it's written in the Psukim. Leinitzacha, Ella, Lecha, Adosha, Min Hasheretz, Veloik Sive. This aloche, that if one touches Psar Hasheretz, not a whole Sheretz, he touches a chelik of a Sheretz. So if the Sheretz is the size of a lentil, so he's mekabel tume. Bisanya, we learned in a barais as follows. Bohem, and negeya bohem, yachil bekulam. So he has to touch a whole sheretz. Tamaloima mayhem. Mayhem means a chelik of them. Yachil bimiktsosam, that if one touches a chelik of a sheretz, a piece of a sheretz is also tume. Tamad Leime Bohem. The Pasuk says Bohem. So these are two Stiridike Psukim. Hakeitzad Ad Sheyagia B'miktsasoi Shehu Kikuloi. That the Miktsas of the Sheretz, the Miktsas Psar HaSheretz, has Talkaponim, the minimum shear is as a whole sheretz is. That means mitchilas yitzirasay of a sheretz. So if the smaller shear of a whole sheretz is, I will see, is an adashe, the size of a lentil from a mele. So mayhem is bohem. It's like bohem. He says if the shear of mayhem is like bohem, then is mekabel tumet. Okay, it's that shegiya b'miktsasay shehu kikulay. Shira chachomim bekadosha, shekein chaymet chilosai bekadosha. Let us see Rashi. Bohem kol hanogeya bohem. Mayhem kol ashiyipa olav mayhem bemaisam yitma. Is mayhem would mean the philomixas mayhem. Choymet aymarani shohu min sheret shekoyren limge agodol beklipe ahayleches umageles tomid kol kamesh shegod. Rashi was seen as a type of a snail. Utchiles hanitza keklipe shaladash shohi, and the tchiles of yitzire is like an adash. The Gemara says further, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kizonov halto, alato, the zone of the tail of a lizard, and that's how Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda darshens the mayhem kohem, lefi shemifacheses la'achel shenechtecho. That means after it's cut off, there's still some movement in it. Ainu miktsasoi shehu kekuloi sheyesh baychias. He says that's the minimum share of a miktsasai, that's kikulai. Again, with on the first Rashi, the Turi Evan says pshat that why is yeshla amalismoich? I mean, it also it seems it's a smicha. Also, according to the first pshat, these are often the psukim. It's mayhem, and then it says bohem. So we need mayhem like bohem. What is the yeshlam amalismach? That's often the psukim, often the drashes. So he says that what Chazal said, that all shrotzim have a shir of a adosha, he says that already was Nishadish Midimre Chazal. We could say that every mayhem is like bohem. That means that there are Shmeine Shrotzim, so the shear of the mayhem is like the smaller shear of the bohem. Why should you cheshbon with a chaymet? You should cheshben, each sheretz should be like the smallest shear. B'shas yitzir of this sheretz, that should be the shear of mayhem. And verkehrto, but so that's why it's yeshma ma'alisim, I mean, it's not mevuel b'kro, that all sheretzim have the shear of a chaymet. But that's how Chazal, so that's, it's not called mefurish, it's called that yeshma ma'alisim. Let us see, Taisvis, okay, it's that perish eze mehem shehu kohen. Because it's stiridik. Piksha harav rabbi leza mimitz, da hochem et mine kulei kro, bechad in yone. That means that the mehem should have the shear of the bohem. Ve'ilu beperik dam nide, oma ksiv bohem, Bekulam, negeya bohem, uchsiv mehem b'miktsoso, is leikashe kan belach kan beyovish. But if the sheretz is lach, so miktsosam is also tome. If the sheretz is yovish, then you have to touch a whole sheretz. Is alme betrei in yoni mayrikro, that the posik is speaking about two different cases, Asheretz Lach and Asheretz Yovesh. And in our Gemara, what seems verkehrt, we're speaking about one case, and the Bohem is a gili on the shear of the Mayhem. Peshomo Tarti Shomine Mino. Maybe we learn out both halachas. Boiri Nire Treikro Iksivi. There are two psukim. It says twice mayhem and twice bohem. Kol hanegeya bohem b'moisom. Then it says mayhem b'moisom. Asheipo mayhem al toichev, al tetamu bohem. So there's two bohems and two mayhems. So therefore we have two distinct roshes, that the mayhem has to be like the bohem, and then we have the Gemara Nida, that sometimes if it's lach, there's mayhem, and if it's yovish, you need bohem. Aroyes, we heard in the Mishnah, Aroyes is also Yeshma Malismach. So the Gemara asks, Michtav Ksivin, of the Psukim. The Gemara says, Leinitzracha lebitai meanusosai deloi Ksivin. That, bitai meanusosai, if a person was Ma'anus an Ishe, and they had a daughter, so, and that is no often a posik on the Azore and Einish of this bas, that it's called Bitoy. The Omar Rove, Omar Li Rab Yitzchok Bar Abdimi, Osye Heine Heine, Osye Zima Zima. Let us see Rashi, Le Bitoy Mene Sosoy Deloik Sider. The ilo bitoi me ishtoi ksive. Elvas isho ubito loy segala. Mashme bein shahabas mimenu. Now it says isho ubito. Now isho is speaking about a wife. Now how she had this daughter, who the father of this daughter was, the pasuk doesn't specify. So it's kailo any case. Either it's bito and not bitoi, and that's also, isha bito is also, or it could be speaking about it's bitoi also. Is mashme bein shahabas mimenu, it's bitoi also, bein me ishacher. That's one posik. So we see that so this posik is speaking about issues. By issues, the din is, as an opener posik, that bas ishtoi is also. Uchsiv kroachina, elvas bas bincho, oi bas bitcho. Your granddaughter. Umakmina la biyavon, the means that this pasuk is speaking about bebitoi me anusosoi. That it's speaking about bitoi me anusosoi. Midaloi osa hakosuv bas bito shel ishazu, elo bebas habas shenilda heimenu. So there the posik says, that means like this, the first posik that says that your wife's
daughter is also, so we'll see they're speaking about a wife, Isha, but we'll see Taisa says there's a Loshen She'eres, She'eres a Loshen Kuvet. So there it says, your wife's daughter is also, your wife's daughter could be your daughter also. Could be it's not your daughter, but Al Koponim, so there we see, the then says Bas Pano, Bas Bito, there also says your, the daughter from your wife, the granddaughter from your wife. That posik is Lav Davke, if it's, could be your daughter, and it could be your wife's daughter. Both of them are also. Now, here, this pasuk says, it says, Bas Bincha, your son's daughter. So it can't be, it's the Lafuki, that it's not a daughter from your Anusa. That's a Chazal Bashna. It can't be, it's not your daughter for, not your granddaughter from the wife, because there's Taka also. So here, this pasuk is speaking about Anusa, a little bas, abas, shenildo heimenu, ubaikro da Anusa, and by this pasuk of Anusa, which we may it not bas bino, must be bas bincho, bas bitro. So by this pasuk, bas bitoi ubas benoiksiv, bitoi loiksiv. So here we only have a pasuk, that by Anusosho it says that the granddaughter of Anusosho is Osa. If you are Manusho, this is your granddaughter. But it doesn't say that your daughter is Osa. If you are Manusho Isha, that your daughter is Osa. The Imtaima Sarashi asks Kalvachayma. Who? It's a Kalvachayma. Madach. Your granddaughter is also Bas Bitra, so Bitra Zichar also. So Rashi says that shoots a Kalbuchayma, but then we have a Klal, Ein Masirim Minadin, Bein Oinshin Midin Kalbuchayma. But a Kalbuchayma is not a limo that one could learn out Isurim, Azores, and learn out Onshin. Bine Momenes, Umitzvis Asay, Behilchis Avoida Psule Kochim Atalomit Bekalbuchaima. These are in Yonim that one can derive from a Kalbuchaima. Avoloi Ashorais Vainshin. But an Ashore or an Einish, that we have a Klal, a Maziriminadin, an Einshiminadin. Omikroinatlom Meseches Makis. So therefore, Umeheichon Nafkelon Lebitoi Mianusosoi. That means, how do we know Bitoi Menusosai is also? The Pasuk says, Davke Bas Bitcho. So how do we know Bitcho Olam? Omarove Omali Rab Yitzhak Barabdimi Osye Heino Heino. Le Isure, that's where we know the Isur is. We know the Azore is from Heino Heino. Osye Zima Zima Lesreife. The Einish we learn out from the Zima Zima. So now Rashi explains, Ksiv b'nisuin sharo heino zimohi. By bas ishtoi and bas bito, there it says, Aloshin sharo heino zimohi. Ksiv b'onsin ki elbosra heino. There also says, Aloshin heino. So ma heino ha'omo b'nisuin. Also hakosuf bito. Kibas bito, uchibas bino, bito is also like bas bito, because that says everything. Af bo oinsin, osakosuv, bito, kibas bito, uchibas bino. So from here, from this Zereshava, we learn out, heina heina, that is an azore, and bito imi anusose. And then, os yezima zima lusreifa. Me acher shalomato anuso, Minnesua. Ubinesue xiv zimohi. Sharaina zimohi. And we learn out anusa from the suet. Kemoder xiv banusa dummy. So just like the zima that says by isha is keilu it says by anusa. The chazer lemoid bosreifa mi isha sheyikach es isha ve es imo. It's speaking about Chamoisoi, Zimoi. So Mamela, so now we learn out an Einish from Zima Zima. Zaktaisvis Lebitai Meanusosoi. Ahi de Ervis Bas Bincha Mokminilo Baresh Nois Malanuse. The Pasuk of Bas Bincha, the Mashmaho Bas Binodi Dogoli. Ervas bas bincho loisigale. Then there's an issa. But bas bino, if it's not bas bincho, it's bas bino, goli. So it's muta. Banusosi. So that pasuk is speaking about, anusosi. The idor, the isha bita loisigale binusuin, the chsivbo, share. Share is a loshen ishus and kuve, which comes about through nisuin. Zog de Gemara weiter, we had in the Mishnah, Hein, Hein, Gufei Teure. So it seemed that the Pashas Loshen of the Mishnah would seem that Adinim, Vavoides, Atas, Vatumas, Varayis, Hein, Hein, Gufei Teure. These are Gufei Teure, but the first Halachas are not Gufei Teure. So the Gemara is Ksani in Hanach Loi. Ela Eima Hein Vehein Gufei Teira. All of them are Gufei Teira. Zot Rashi, Hani in Hanach Loi, Hani de Mefoshi Ave Gufei Teira. Hanach de Loi Mefoshi Kula Hai Lav Gufei Teira, Bitmiye, Hein Vehein, Eilu Veilu. We skipped a Taisus, the Omar Rove, Omar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Trei Have, there were two Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimis, it says, Perash Perkam De Vomis, Beperi Kol Aboso, Hodron Aloch Akul Chayovim. Zog the Mishnah, Ein Dershin Ba'arayis B'Shloisha. So Rashi says, Ein Dershin B'Shloisha, Shnayim V'Hu. It means if all together the three people, that's the Havmin of the Gemara, so we don't Tarshin Ba'arayis. V'loi b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim. So that means b'shnayim echad b'hu. V'loi b'makov b'yochid ein sham elu levadoi. The Gemara meforish lo pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara does not remain that this is pshat in the Mishnah. Elim keino yochocham o meivin midatoi. Kol amistakel ba'ad bo dvorim. A person is ma'ayin in four in yonim, rosui loy, it would be preferable for him, ki ilu loy bo lo'ilam, if you never had come bo'ilam. That means, we're speaking about a fellow, he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but when he goes into in yonim, which he shouldn't go into, so rosui loy ki ilu loy bo lo'ilam, would be preferable if he never came on this world. Mala malo, mala mato, mala phonim, mala ocher. Bechol shaloi chos al kvoit koinoi, rosiloi shaloi bolo ilo. Zot Rashi. Abo dvorim, hani de meforish beozo. Mala mailo, merikia, shaloshi achayis, what's higher than What's higher than the Riki, which is our Roshi Achayis? Ma'ale Mato, so the Rishash brings from Rashi in Yaakov, min ha'oretz. What's Lamato min ha'oretz? Ma'ale Fonim, chutz lemechitzes orekiya, lemizrach. Ma'ale Ocher, lemayrev. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. So Lefonim means mizrach. We're talking about the Mechitzas HaRikia, what is behind the Rikia and Mizrach. Taisvis. And Taisvis, this is a Taisvis on this Rashi. Eine yocha liyois masha pirish amboire ma'lifnim chutz lemechitzas HaRikia and Mizrach ma'lo'ocha lemaire. B'deporich b'gmore, because the Gemara asks on the Amishan as follows. B'shleime ma'lo 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 lechai. Good. You're not, one should not delve into these inyonim. Elo lefonim, Mada hava habit, but well, the funim is that this is past history already. So what's wrong in being ma'ayin in lefonim? Alme ma'lefonim koidom lo'ilomu. Ma'lefonim means what happened. We're not speaking about what is in the lefnim, in Ruach Mizrach. No, we're speaking about what occurred before. Ma'lefonim koidom lo'ilomu. What did occur?
Toiv yafa hoye loy im loy bolo ilo. Toi marani shu loshen rachmonis. The loshen of rachmonis, kloima meruchem hoye im loy bolo ilo. To the gmasai beteres kainim, ela lozav alisoma bonov hanay sorim, Ruyim hoyu li sarif elosh risa akosiv la'arim the Rabbeinu Shlom had rachmonis on Aaron Akai. Let us see Taisvis. Ein darshin b'maisei bereishis perish Rabbeinu Tam hu shem membeis oisiyis ayetzei mi bereishis u mi posik shel achov. Yochel Yishal Mala Mailo Mala Mato Mashma Ochid the Lifnim Ula Ocher Mash Yesh Achoyre Mala Lamato is a direction. What is Lamailo? What is Lamato? Is Mashma Ochid the Lifnim Ula Ocher Avi Mash Yesh Achoyre Akipa Mizrach Umayre. So then Taisma says, if that's what Rashi wanted to say, Buhu adin sofim v'dorim. There's an Israel to be Deirish, what is Lifnim, what is Achayre Yakipa Mizrach Amayr, Buhu adin sofim v'dorim. The Rishash wants to say, it could be that by a double ogul, so the whole, till sofim v'dorim goes into Mizrach Amayr, that means the whole by a double ogul. So Mizrach is called Tiltzof, and that's called Ma'achayre Mizrach, Ma'achayre Meir. V'ilu l'kamon b'feirish mashme ma'ashoye kodim shenivro ilom. U'ma'ashiye l'achakach. The Koma, the Gemara says, Bishloim ma'ala 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 ma'ata u'ma'ala ocher shape el elefonim amai v'ayzenis amai da'ava ave. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loz, Omri, Moshe, Lamelech, Shabon, Apalto, Nagabi, Ashbo. So, Kaponim, it would seem from that Gemara that Lefonim means Taka, what occurred before. Vachi, Tanya, B'tesefte. Masha, Hoyo, O Masha, Osid, Liyois. Yishloim, Adika, Mei, Mahochi, Vikala, Mei, Mahochi. So, both are Kolol in Lefonim and Leocher. Zog de Gemara, Amret bereishe, v'loi b'merkove b'yochid. So so it would seem, the Gemara, the Shloisha, the Gemara learned that Shnayim v'hu, Shnayim is Echad v'hu, and Yochid means him, he himself. V'loi b'merkove b'yochid, v'hoda Amret elim keino yechochem, Umeivim midatos. What is the kasha? Amrit, let us see Rashi. Buloi b'merkava b'yochid. V'kivin di yechidihu v'einoi shemeya mipi arav. Al kolchachach midaitoi umeivim. So if he's learning alone, so al kolchach, he is learning by himself. V'kaosras lein, he said that's also. V'hoda amrit ele im kein. Hoya chochem umeivin midate, and if he is a chochem, then it is permissible. So the Mishnah does not stim.
Achikama, so the Gemara says, no, we were learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Ein dershin ba'arayis lishloisha. We're not permitted to darshin binyoni arayis for three. That means it's he and another three. V'loi b'maisa bereishis lishnayim. That means that there's a Rebbe and then there's a Talmud. And that is also Elim Kain. Unless the Talmud himself is a Chochem or maybe Midata, then one can learn with him Maisim Merkov. Zot Rashi, Lishloisha Levad Mina Dorish. V'loi b'maisa b'reishis lishnayim v'chol shkein lishloisha. Yidat zicha osa. V'loi b'makova l'yochid l'talmid yochid. El im kein o yachochom o meivi midate shle yitztarech lisha l'rav kshi yistapik loi. That means if he's a chochom o meivi midate, so there will not be too many questions asked. Because this is a chokhmah that is not derech eretz to explain too much these inyanim. Therefore, viz a chokhmah may be midat, is a mamela one can learn with him roshe proki. Ein dershin ba'arayis b'shloisha. So the Gemara asks, my time, what is wrong? If there are three Talmidim, one cannot learn Arayis. Ilaim emishum dersiv ish ish al kol sher besoroi leisikrivu legali selve. So we'll darshan like this. Ish ish. So you have two already. Trei. Al kol sher besoroi. You have another one, a third one. You should not come together. Legale selva to be megale. The inyonim of elve. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vamachmana sikvu legale selva leisikrevu shloshtechem zeitzul ze legale time parshas arayis." That you shouldn't be megale time parshas arayis. So the Menachem Eish of Nefesh says, I mean, we just learned before that the Isser is three with a Rebbe. So that's pshat. Le'sikribu shloshtechem to go to a Rebbe, and then he should be megale at ha'taymei arayis. That's a le'sikribu legale selva. So, but ish ish means two people. That's how we dash in ish ish. Ela meyata dechsiv ish ish ki yekalol aleikov. So there it says by Megadif, it says also ish ish. So we'll say that the whole parsha speaking about that there's another person there, bishasiz mekalol, and it's a big echilul Hashem, but because it says ish ish means two. Or ish ish sheyita in mizari lamoylech, there has to be another ish there together with him. Hochinami, is that true? It's not true. These are lochis mekalu and meilech. There's no din that you need to there. Elahanu mi boile le rabis es anochim shemuzhorim al bilka shashem. Well, avoidis zore ki Yisrael. The ishi is not coming to tell us a mispar of two. It's coming to be marbe that these halachas apply by goyim also. So hainami mi boile l'rabbe says anochim shemuzorim al horoyis ki Yisrael. So forget this posik, ish ish akol sher b'soroi is coming to be marbe that a goy also is muzor al horoyis. The sharem etzionim b'halach is bothers him very much al horoyis Ki Yisrael, because Be'emesin and Akum is not mitzuvin all arayis that a Yisrael is mitzuvin. Zom arayis ki Yisrael. Elam idachsiv sa'akaponim. So this drosha is not a iskahalten, because the ishish is coming to tell us that it applies by goyim also. El midachsiv, a different maker, says, Ushmartem es mishmarti. Ushmartem trei mashm, trei. Mishmarti chad, marachmona levilti asois mechukes atayeves. That's speaking about three people, and it should not be, they should not delve into chukes atayeves. Elomei ato, if shmarta means two people, the chsiv ushmarta mes ha-shabbos, ushmarta mes ha-matzois, ushmarta mes mishmeres ha-kodesh, hochinami. So they also darshan that has to be shmartem two people. Elo omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said, that what it says in the Mishnah, Ein dershin ba'aroyis b'shloisho is not from a posik, but it's a svore. Hello, Marabashi, my ein dershin ba'aroyis b'shloisho, ein dershin b'sisrei aroyis l'shloisho. One does not darshin for three talmidim sisrei aroyis. We'll see in a minute what that means. Just let's go a little further. My time is svore. The whole thing is a svore. Beitrei, if you're darshaning for two, ki yosvi kame rabayu. If both of these two talmidim are sitting in front of the Rebbe, is chad shokol v'tori bahadi rabbe. So one can be as mefalpol with the Rebbe, v'idach matzli udnei ligmore, and the other one is listening to the Rebbe. One is talking with the Rebbe, and the other one is listening to what the pupil is. So al kaponim, he's aware of what is happening, and what is being said. But what if you have three people, plus the Rebbe? It had shokul v'tori ba'adi Rabbi. One will be mefalpo with the Rebbe, v'hanach trei, Shaklu v'toru b'hadi adodi. He's talking with the Rebbe, and they'll be mefalpo between themselves. V'lo yodi maikoma rabayu. So they won't be paying attention to what the Rebbe says. They'll themselves will get involved in the pilpul between themselves. And then after the shir, they won't realize what the Rebbe said. What'll be vasi lemishre isure barayis, and they'll come to be matan isur barayis. That means some point, some oris they'll chap from the beginning of the pilpul, but then they went into it, so they'll come out with a heter. They'll be matar a certain arayis. Ihochi kol atoyre nami. So the Gemara says, so if that's pshat, so. This situation could occur by anything, any halacha. If we were afraid that one will be shakal v'tori with the Rebbe and the other two will be shakal v'tori between themselves, so by any halacha this kilko could come about. So the Gemara says, no, arayis shani, tomamal gezel v'arayis navshay mechamdoson umisavolem. That a person has a chemde and a taiva to them, and therefore, I mean, that's what he'll be matter. Certain arayas will be because he has a rotzen to be matter. That means the ki ha-sheichet ya'aver einei chachomim. And if a person has a initiya, the ene is the seichel. And if a person is meshuchet, he has ritzoinis. So a mele, so the rotzen will control the seichel. He didn't hear Claude the shir what the Rebbe was talking to, but al kaponim, since he has a rotzen to be mata certain arayas, and he'll come out with the pupil that, these arayas amuta. Mustama the Rebbe also mentioned such a svar. He didn't hear the whole shir, but there was such a svar, such a mahalach. So the Gemara asks, but by other things, a person is not so much, it doesn't have such strong tzainis. So the mind is not governed by the rotzen, it's not such a strong rotzen, so mamela, I don't have to be afraid that such a kilkul might occur. Ihochi gezel nami. Good, but you're telling me whatever is nafshi shal adam mechamdose, we have to be afraid for a kilkul. So why doesn't the same the Mishnah in Dershim gezel b'shleisha also the same thing? So the Gemara answers, Arayis bein befonov bein shaloi befonov nafish yitzrei. So mamela one does not have to have a nisoyin befonov. Matulu, it is shaloi befonov, but he's olo, he has nafish yitzrei, and he's olo to be matam. Gezel befonov nafish yitzrei, shaloi befonov le nafish yitzrei. So Memele, so therefore they didn't ask by Gezel. Let us see, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, B'sisrei Aroyis, she'einam b'furoshes. We're afraid they might learn halachas of Aroyis, which is not b'furosh b'kor. Kem b'itim anusosai, ve'im chomov, So memele, these aroyas which are not mefurish, they might come with their kilkul. Shokel v'tori. So one Talmud will be noisy v'noisin b'haloche im rabbi. And the other way, there's one more Talmud, matzli yubnei, mata oznei. He'll lend an ear v'shemei divreim. V'hein shayimim es divrei harav. So that's no problem. But if there are three already, three tamidim, so the two who are not speaking with the Rebbe will be mefalpal between themselves. They didn't hear behedja from the Rav, shedorish by Yisrael, so memela they'll be matter. Doma ma gezel varoyis, b'masnisen basreise, the meseches makis, b'fonov, k'shuroye lefonov, sheyocher l'gzil. But aroyis afilu shaloi b'fonov. So Rashi learns sisrei aroyis, that means the hidden aroyis which are not mefurish b'kro. Rabbi Chananel seems to have a second shot. Rabbi Chananel says, "Amaininu sisrei aroyis." He seems to learn shot the dvorim hanestorim begilui aroyis, kigoin hero uneshike bazores vaoinish lezochor hanishkav. וכן כמה שונים יהיה וישחי ושויכב אימוי חיוצי בהם. That is called סיסרי ארויס, that means the פרוטים הנסטורים בגילי ארויס. The Marsho wants to say סיסרי ארויס means the reasons to explain the isurim of certain arayas, or the difficulties we have to understand the isuri arayas. For example, achoisoi is an elve, is also, we find Cain and Hevel married achoisam. That's the house. So the bria originated, the whole team of the bria originated with bo ochal achoisoi. The Teira Asad Achais Ishtai in Klai Yisrael came out from Achais Ishtai from Rochel Oleya. So Sisrei Arayis means the timeim hanistorim in the different Arayis. V'loi b'maisei bereishis b'shnayim. Maisei bereishis, one should not darshan for two. V'no hanimili. So here there's a posik, the Tono Rabbonon, ki sha'al mo li yomim rishaynim. Yomim rishaynim, we see, it seems is going on, maise bereishis. Ki sha'al mo, One person is permitted to be shoyl. Yochid shoyl, vein shnayim shoylim. Yochel yishal odom an koidem shenivro ilom, and before the Briye, so it says, no, lemin hayoim asher bor lekim odom al oretz. One can only be shoyl, and min hayoim asher bor lekim odom al oretz, from them. Now, min hayoim asher bor lekim odom al oretz means Erev Shabbos. So it seems one is only permitted to be shoyl, and what occurred Erev Shabbos. Yochel lo yishal odom misheishes yimei bereishes. Talmud Leima, liyomim arishoinim asher oyu lefonecho. So yomim arishoinim comes to include from the beginning of Maisa Bereshis. Yochel yishal odo male mailo, male mato, male fonim, male oche. Talmud Leima, ulemi kzei ashamayim vaad kzei ashamayim. Milamiktei Hashemayim bat ksei Hashemayim ato shoyl. That's these hagbolas we have. These boundaries we have. Ksei Hashemayim. Ben ato shoyl malamaylo, malamata, malafonim, malochel. What does Rashi say? Menoani mili den shnayim shoylim b'maisei bereishis. Yochel yishal odo mahoyo koidim shenivro hoilom. Yochel lo yidroish lo yishal b'sheishis shimei bereishis. Doho lemin bries odo mudi yoiv rishuso. Vuhu b'erev Shabbos nivro. Tamboloimo liyomim rishoinim miyoim rishen. The Gemara says, "Hashte de nafkelei milamiktzei hashemayim vatzei hashemayim." Now that we learned out milamiktzei hashemayim vatzei hashemayim, so memele lemin hayoyim ashebole kimodem aloretz lomoli. Let us see what Rashi says. Vahashte de nafkelon min lemiktzei hashamayim da osa lishel ma sheyesh chutz lemechitzis. Therefore, ma lemaylo one cannot ask, because that's chutz from the mechitzis shamayim. Ma memele nafkelon da osa lishel bekoidem shenivro. So the same way, it's also to be shoyl what was before this Briye. The dosa lisho b'koidem shenivro dehihi masha oya koidem lebiyosei hu ashev chutz lemechitzosei. This is not in the mechitzis of this Briye. So it's also chutz lemechitzis. Hilkach lemin hayoyim. Ashabora odom lomali limuti minei koidem shenivro hoilom. We can learn this out from lemiktzei hashamayim vatzei hashamayim. I said this is called chutz lemechitzis. Yeah, so the Gemara answers, you're right. So what's lemin ha'oretz, what's right, lemin hayoyim shabor lekim odom al ha'oretz? So that's coming to tell us kidrabalozo. The Omar Abalozo, Odom Horishain min Haoretz ad Lerokia. That the height of Odom Horishain was min Haoretz ad Lerokia. Shenema lemin hayoim ashebor lekim Odom al Haoretz. And then it says, ulemiktzei hashamayim. So the Pasuk is telling us the size of Odom Horishain. Al ha'oretz oyo umagia al ha'shamayim. So telling us the size of Odom Horishain betchilas ha'briya. Vekiven shesorach, and after he was chaytei, hiniach ha'kadosh baruch hu yodav olav umiyatoi. Then lemaisi bikartisi, he was a tremendous height. So after the chet is in Inyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yod Vol Olamitoi Shenema Ochel Vokedem Tzartoni Batoshes Olai Kapecha. Let us see Rashi. Ochel Vokedem Tzartoni Shtei Po'omim Yitzartoni Tchilo Gavoya Ubsoif Shofel. So there were two Yetziris. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Odom Arishain Misayif Ha'olam Batsayif Ha'yayim. Now Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says another measurement of the length or the height of Odom Arishain. He was Misayif Ha'olam Batsayif. That means, so Rashi says, Misayif Ha'olam Batsayif Shoyoshoychev Hoyoroshoyle Mizroch V'raglov L'mayrov. So that was that's Misayif Ha'olam Batsayif. Shenema L'min Hayom Shaboro L'kim Odom Al Ha'oretz. When he was lying, al ha'ores ulamikti ha'shemayim dakzei ha'shemayim, that he was from Mizrach to Mairav. Kivin shesorach, iniach ha'kodesh bolchu yodav olav umiyatoi, so the Baruch Hu made him shorim, shenema batoshes olai kapecha. Al kaponim, so the Gemara is a kasha. So how could you say that Odom Arishain Koidem Achet was minor et ade shamayim? Here it says Odom Arishain Koidem Achet was min Mizrach l'mayra. Ihochi kosha kro adodi. So the Gemara answers idi v'idi chad shiurahu. That mikzei ha'oretz mimizrach ad mayrov is the same shiur that it is from min ha'oretz ad shamay. The Sfas Emes asks on Rashi the second roshe the Gemara darshins from Kivin Shesorach. Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodoi Olav Umiyatoi Shenema Vatoshes Olai Kapecho. Once they be Moir and Rashi, that's who will say Pshat in the first Rosha also. The Kivin Shesor Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodoi Olav Umiyatoi Shenema Ochir Vekedem Tzatoni Vatoshes Olai Kapecho. So the Rosha is Miyatoi from Vatoshes Olai Kapecho. Not the way Rashi says, Oche v'kedem tzatoni shteipon mimi tzatoni t'chilo gavoya ule besoif shofu. The whole drosh is vatoshes alai kopecha. Not understanding the oimek advarim, it could be that is true. That the miyut came to vatoshes alai kopecha, like it says later. But and that was marked in the koima of Odom Arishain. But could be that we need two yetziris that means the mahus of Odom Arishain begadlusay bekatnusay wasn't stamazay. He was made a head shorter. There was the whole new yetzire. In order how he should exist and function in the matzav of shiflis. That's what Rashi says. Shtei pomim yitzartan yitchilo gavoye lebesoif shofel. There was a yitzire, how he should be in the matzav of shiflis. Let us see Taisvis. Misoif ha'olam vi'ad soifay. So that was the second loshen. That was the length of Odom Arishain, mi Mizrach ad Mairev. Mahalech Tov Kuv Shonen. The Gemara later says that is a shir a Mahalech of 500 years. Shenema Shakai, Shomar Dai Shloila Harchiv Yosef. That the world wanted to expand and be larger than this. And the Rabbein, and the same Shaka is that the Rabbein Shalom said that it should stop over there. Shloila Harchiv Yosef Leipachis. We see that there is a shear. The Rabbein Hashem said, "Lo ilomai dai that ilom should not be mispashit." But al kaponim, how do we figure out that the shear is a mahalach of 500 years? Where did we figure out this number? Biyeshloima, the nafkelon min shakai. Bishaka yesh gimel oisiyos, shin dalet yud, is the oisiyos and the lomos of the same shakai. Kach yud nun, lamet sof, vov dalet, hanelam min shakai viyale tof kuf. That oisiyos and the lomos, perhaps Kach Shemati Merab Menachem Berab Ezriel. Just a little to understand the Cheshbon. It's the Gemara says later, Sha'oma Lo'ilomai Dai. The shame Shakai was that the Rebbein Shalom said, "Die to the Oilom." So somehow the die was to the oilom the misbah of the oisiyos and the lomos. That means the shame shakai is moira on the die, and the die lo oilom was on the misbah of the oisiyos and the lomos of the shame shakai. Oilom is also a loshin helem. In the Olam, there's a halome, so there's not nikar, the hashgochin, and malchus shemayim, this helam in the Olam. So kaponim, they figured out that the amount of helam to be created is a mahalach of 500 years. The tzarechiyum. Lamanda Oma Perik Misha Hoyo Tome. Kol Ha'oilom Kuloi Tachas Koichev Echod Oimit. That one Koichev is the size of the whole Oilom, the whole earth. So Memele, so Heichi Kaimi Kol Hani Koichevim Hanirim Borokia. So, How could there be other Koichov Manirim Berikiyah if one Koichov is the size of the whole earth? Saichi Kaimi. Yesh Meforshim. So the Rikiyah is over the earth. So Mamele, so that should be the size of one Koichov. Yesh Meforshim Shal Yom Ukiyonis Ein Oimdim. That the other Keichovim are not over that what the Gemara says, that a Keichov is Mechuvin, one Keichov, Kol Olam Kulei Tachas Keichov Echad Oimei, means that the Mokim Hayishuv Ba'olam is the size of one Keichov. But there's other Mekoimis in Olam, there's the Mokim of Yamakionis. That's also chelik of the olam. And memele, so these other, and Yamakiyonis is tremendous. And so memele, there are keichovim which are over Yamakiyonis, and memele, we can see them. Shal Yamakiyonis einayim de, kenemrine bepirki de rabbeleze, kol ashiurim leinemru rak al shal yamim. Avol Yamakiyonis boiroi yoideya midosei. So Mamela, so that's good, and I can understand Pshat and the weirdest mocking for the other Kirchhovim. Ach, be Medrash Achem Motzinu, But Tosis found a different medrash, not like the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Sheshlish oilom havi mayim akionis. That the kionis is a third of the world. There's a third yishuv and a third yam. So memele. So if the whole yishuv is mechuvin keneged one koichov, so we have a place for another koichov. But how do we, where's the place for all the keichov? That's the kasha. V'chein yosad rabin yomim b'yaitze shaloi, zeh hayom shlish oilomoi, the yam is a third of the world, b'meya v'shishim v'sheish, that means the whole world, void. Saimoi. The size of the whole world is 500 years, so a third of 500 years, so the mahalach of the yam is 166, a little bit more, the fraction. What is pshat in all these kechovim? If one kaichav is mechuvet keneged the yishuv, so we'll have another kaichav. Where is the place for all the kaichav? But tzorich lemeimer shayse medrash poligahid the psochem. That medrash is chelik on the gemara in psochem that the kaichav is mechuvet keneged the whole oil. Umiyu yesh lahamid ahido hosom b'mazolis shel galgal. The mazolis of the galgal takim. So then take one koichav is mechuvin keneged the oilom. Aboshah keichavim ktanim heim. Maybe we see the small keichavim. V'li nireh d'yesh liyashev kol oisim edroshim she'em tluyim b'kipas orikia v'hu godel harbe min ha'oretz. That means the kipas orikia is a semicircle. It is a very tall semicircle. And there's a lot of place in the Kippas Orikia, that means even though the Kippas Orikia, Tosfos understood, is mechuvin kineged the oilom, it's a semicircle over the oilom, so how could you have more kechovim than the size of the oilom? That was Tosfos kash. But Tosfos says, but the semicircle has a goiva also. So since the semicircle has a goyver, has a height, so that means in the semicircle there's mokim more than the oilam. So mamela, so in this goyver, this place for many stars. Shehem tluyim bekibes arikiyah v'godol harbe min ha'oretz, im hoyan nimtach ala azukizu lefigvur oretz, so then be much larger than the oretz. It will be spread out over the earth. Boyrei oil mesuach al haoretz kimin kipo gavoy bemse shetoybus kifei kiflaim oye nimtach bekaboretz. So memele, so it could be that in the goiva and the height of the kipo sarekia, there's places for many stars. Acho yakoshe midrchiv gabi sisro min hashemayim nilchamu akechovim mimsiloisa. That the kechovim woloichem with sisro and sisro's soldiers. Umuchach mino benimuke rashi vehein isa bemedrash. Shaoirech kechev, the length of a kechev, Mahalach tof kuf shone, kemin ashamayim v'ad ha'oretz, shoyoroish echot tochu berikia, basheni hoya ba'oretz. That means like this, that from the oretz to berikia is the same distance like from the oretz from mikseot at kseh oretz. Now, from the Oretz to the Rikia is a distance of 500 years. Now the Gemara says later, the Oivi HaRikia also is a distance of 500 years. The Oivi HaRikia. And now, and the star, each star that is in the Rikia, so the length of each star is the length of the Oivi HaRikia is a length of 500 years. Now, that's the length of the Koichot. Now, by Mohammed Sisra, the stars slipped out from the Oivi HaRikia, and that means so that the top part of the star was on the bottom part of the Rikia, and the bottom part of the star, which is facing us, was Higia La'oretz, and they were loichem with Sisra. That is pshat min hashamayim nilchamo hakechov mimsiloisam. Amuchim neim muki rash, v'chanis be'medrash, sh'oirech hakechet. The length of each star is mahalech tov kuf shone, kemin hashamayim v'ad ha'oretz. And these kechovim were loichem. Now, the kechovim, see, we said a shtik teira, there could be many kechovim in the Rikia, because the Rikia is a goiva, but here it came down the oretz. Veheiche, hoyoyotza ba'avir oilo, kivin de kulei tachas koivich echatus, only one star would be able to come down. Zachleime, shem, chilkin, Yachad, this is a machlokes in that, tastes, im loy nachlik be mazolus agalgul, shah mazolus. We're speaking about different types of kechovim. Again, that only certain kechovim, the chovim gdoilim amachuvin keneged ha'oretz. And, but the small kechovim are smaller. Idi ve idi chad shi urehu. So the Gemara says, that the shear of Mimizroch Lamayrov is the same shear like Min Oretz Adlorakia. So Taisha says, Opolig Aman de Dorish Betomid, the Mizroch Umayrev Rochik Tvei. There's one man, the Omer, that says Mizroch Umayrev Rochik Tvei. So, now, Tosfos is saying as follows. I mean, the Alexander Mukdam asked the Chachomim, which distance is greater, me Mizrach leMayrev or me Oretz ad leRikia? And one man Yom said Mizrach leMayrev is Rochik Tvei. So now, period. So that's not like our Gemara. Our Gemara says that kulachat shiura, but Taisa means to say something else. The Mandi Omar that says that the length of Odom Harishin was mi Mizrach leMayrev. Let's say it's a different shiur, but if we assume that the length of Odom Harishin was mi Mizrach leMayrev. And we will assume, like the Gemara says in Tomid, that this shear is longer than the shear of Min Oretz Ad L'Rikia. So how was Adam Rishon able to stand up? If we say in our Gemara, the Gemara in Tomid is speaking about, not speaking about Adam Rishon, the Gemara in Tomid is speaking about the distance between Mizrach and Mayrev, is that longer than Me'oref Adlorakia. So Moses says, yes, it's longer. Fine, so it's longer. So Taisa says, now we have a problem. If we assume that Mizrach HaMayrev is longer, and here we have a Gemara says that the length of Odom Harishon was Mi Mizrach LeMayrev, so how was he able to stand up? He had problems. He had a lot of problems. So Taisu says that this mandiyama is choylik on him. He doesn't hold that it's longer. Akoch, it's the same size. He should be able to stand up. Dile teimahoche, odam eich avikom. If our Gemara holds that it's longer, how could it be stood up? Kevin Dersiv Mikseya Shemayim Dakseya Shemayim, that was the length of all the Marishim. Yeshloimel Shesoiva Shahoya began Aiden Achen Ismayit. So Tosfos answers that all the Marishim was in Gan Eden. So what's Pshat in the Teretz? The Gemara says in Psochim Dav Tzadik Dalet that the Kol HaOilam is 1/60th of the Gan, and the Gan is 1/60th of Eden. So we're only speaking about the Oilam. So the distance of the Mikzeya Shemaim, but Mikzeya Shemaim is speaking about the distance of the Oilam. So there could be in the Oilam alone, not in Gan Eden. So Lamaisa Take, other Marishan would have problems. Take would be unable to stand up. But other Marishan was not in the Oilam. Other Marishan was in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden was much larger than 60 times bigger. The Gan is 60 times bigger than the whole Oilam. So Mamele in Gan Eden, there was enough room for the Marishan to stand and to. But Ashenismayit, and when finally he came out on this world out of Gan Eden, so he was much smaller.